WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 61 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon and this evening. Some of those storms could be severe with the possibility of large hail and damaging winds, apparently the main threats. Our news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, for names you can trust, like Radio Shack, U.S. Cellular, and Dish Network. Railroad officials say someone tampered with a switch near Menlo in an effort to derail a train. Mick Burkhardt is Iowa Interstate Railroad's chief operating officer. He said that the switch box was broken into early Sunday morning. The box sits about a quarter of a mile west of Menlo. Burkhardt says a train went through the area and a crew member noticed there was something wrong with the switch. The dispatch office was notified and a following train was stopped short of Menlo. Burkhardt said the switch tampering would have caused a train to derail. The FBI is helping the Iowa State Patrol and the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office in conducting that investigation. More news in just a moment.
This is Denny at Rex Pharmacy, and I want to be your pharmacist. Now that means different things to different people. Some people need advice on over-the-counter medications or a very occasional prescription when they're ill. If that describes you, you need to choose a pharmacist who will answer your over-the-counter questions and guide you to the right medications, one that is safe for you to take and that will address the symptoms you have. Other people who have ongoing prescriptions need to see a pharmacist regularly. If that's you, other issues become important and you need to know you have the right to choose. If where you live or where you work happens to change and the location of your pharmacist is no longer convenient for you, I want to be your pharmacist. If you want easy access, park right outside either our front or back door. I'm only a few steps away, and I want to be your pharmacist. We also offer free prescription delivery in Atlantic. So whether you visit a pharmacy occasionally or regularly, remember, you have a choice. This is Denny at Rex Pharmacy, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
Sheriff's officials in Adams County report two Union County men were arrested recently on public intoxication charges. 47-year-old Roger Austin of Creston was arrested at around 8:45 Friday night while walking along Highway 34. Austin served a 24-hour jail sentence and was released on Saturday. And 24-year-old Anthony Keeler of Creston was arrested at around 11:10 p.m. Saturday at the Adams County Speedway. Keeler is required to appear before the magistrate. No bond was set for him over the weekend. Firefighters from Atlantic and Marnie were called to the scene of a reported barn fire Saturday afternoon east of Atlantic. The call from the Charles Adams Farm at 58202 Galveston Road came in at around 3:09 p.m. Atlantic Fire reported only light smoke showing from the structure upon arrival. By 3:25 p.m., there was no smoke visible. Atlantic firefighter Gene Schmeling told KJAN News the fire was electrical in nature and the actual damage to the structure was minimal. Crews were on the scene for about 30 minutes. There were no injuries reported. A Shelby, Iowa man entered a plea of no contest Friday in Douglas County, Nebraska District Court to two felony charges of sexual assault and one felony charge of use of a weapon. 45-year-old Todd Mills had originally pled not guilty to eight charges ranging from sexual assault to kidnapping. In exchange for his plea to three felony charges, prosecutors agreed to drop the remaining charges. Prosecutors said Mills picked up four women in Omaha and at gunpoint drove them across the river into Iowa to an isolated road. He then allegedly beat and sexually assaulted them. In one case, Mills used a gun to force a woman into her car before forcing her to commit sexual acts on him. DNA evidence linked him to three of the four sexual assaults that date back to 2008. Miller's sentencing was set for September the 9th. Prosecutors said that even when the case is settled, additional charges could be filed against Mills in Pottawatomie County. A few regularly scheduled meetings are scheduled for this evening in Messina and Audubon. In Messina, the CNM Board of Education will hold its meeting at 4 o'clock today in the Cam Middle School Library. Among the items on their light agenda is action on a board policy with regard to governmental accounting practices and regulations. The Messina City Council will gather at 6:30 p.m. to review and pay the bills. At 6:45, a public hearing will be held on Emergency Break Ordinance 2011-02. During the start of the regular session at 7 p.m., the Messina City Council will hold the first reading of the e-break ordinance and the second reading of an ordinance pertaining to holiday leave. Later on during that meeting, discussion and possible action will take place with regard to proposed parking and or street closings in preparation for Messina's 125th celebration, a cable TV franchise, and nuisance properties and junkyards. The Audubon City Council will also meet at 7 o'clock tonight when they will hear from ISU Extension's Kate Hargens with regard to the wellness walk, an update from the Fire Department Chief John Ballou. A presentation from Oscar Arras with the Utility Service Partners, and the council will also act on a resolution reappointing Bob Sorensen to the Landfill Commission, a resolution hiring a custodian, and a request from Audubon County Travelers with regard to cable in the campground. Smaller communities along the Missouri River may face the greatest flood risk this summer as the water rises. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said this summer's Missouri River flooding could rival the record years of 1952 and 1993 in some places. Officials will increase releases of 250,000 feet per cubic second of water from five of the river's dams tomorrow. As a result, the river will rise 5 to 7 feet above flood stage in most of Nebraska and Iowa before continuing into Missouri, where it may rise 10 feet above flood stage in several places. The places in most danger of flooding include the small towns of Hamburg, Blanco, and Pacific Junction in Iowa, as well as South Sioux City, Rulo, and Plattsmouth in Nebraska. The chapter of the American Red Cross that covers southwestern Iowa and eastern Nebraska is launching a series of disaster orientation classes in hopes of bringing in new volunteers to assist others in recovering from floods, tornadoes, and other such catastrophes. Andrea Noon, spokeswoman for the Heartland chapter, says they're running short on help.
We really do need the volunteers. We've had over 30 disaster operations going since late March, you know, with the situations that are happening. We're going to be needing more local volunteers as well, so that's why we've added more training classes to get those volunteers prepared for the classes and the things that they're going to need to do.
Among the requirements, Noon says volunteers need to be at least 18 years old.
Anybody who wants to volunteer has to take is our disaster orientation class, and that's just, you know, the basic overview about the Red Cross, about how we work with our volunteers, and then what you would experience on a disaster relief operation. And again, that is a requirement before any of the people can deploy or before they can take some of these more specialized courses.
And she says if you want to be sent on a disaster mission, make sure you can get the time off from work or school.
What we're looking at right now is a 2 to 3 week deployment period, so that's something that people would have to consider. We also have specialized deployments for medical personnel as well.
Noon says they had more than 100 people attend an orientation meeting several days ago, and she hopes that trend continues. Specialty classes include basic food safety, shelter operations, disaster assessments, and bulk distribution. The chapter is based in the Omaha Council Bluffs area. You can learn more at redcrossomaha.org or by calling 402-343-7700. News time is 7:14.
Okay, you have your computer. It ran about $700. The printer, about $100. Ink cartridges, they average about $35 a piece. And photo paper, about 10 cents per sheet. You're ready to go. Ready to print your own pictures at home. So, let's get started. First picture comes up. You adjust the low light, take the red eye out, and print. Uh-oh, you adjusted a little too much for the brightness. Do it again and print. Oh, that's two sheets of paper and ink, but it's still not right. Here we go again. Three sheets of paper and ink. Now your time's starting to add up. Just how much is your time worth?
This is Carol at Rex Pharmacy. You know, you could have just brought your digital media to us and have all your prints professionally printed for just 30 cents a piece. Save even more time and email your shots to rexphoto@metc.net. In the Rex Pharmacy Photo Lab, it's all we've ever done. Take care of you and your pictures. So bring us your digital media or your film and get personalized service from people you can count on.
In our funeral announcements, 86-year-old Virgil Nissen of Avoca died Thursday. Funeral services for Virgil Nissen will be today at 10:30 at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. 46-year-old Rick Jones of Harlan died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Rick Jones will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 63-year-old Susan Davis of Fontenelle died Wednesday. Memorial services for Susan Davis will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. 85-year-old Lois J. Ness of Audubon died Saturday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Lois Ness will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. 76-year-old Merle Eberle of Clarinda died Saturday. Celebration of life services for Merle Eberle will be on Thursday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Clarinda. The Eichemeyer Funeral Chapel of Clarinda has arrangements. And 75-year-old Donald Rivers of Fontenelle died Sunday in Des Moines. Services for Donald Rivers are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy at Lennox Battery Headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.